As the opioid crisis continues to grip the nation and claim so many lives, researchers around the country are working to come up with solutions to ease it, some practical and some novel. One of those is to create an opioid vaccine. Researchers at the University of New Mexico and Northern Arizona University are among those working on developing a vaccine like this. Dr. Catherine Fritz is an assistant professor of molecular genetics and microbiology at the University of New Mexico, and our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about it.
So when I think of a vaccine, I think of them as fighting off illnesses, like you get a vaccine against measles or smallpox. But this is something that is really different. Is it really a vaccine when it comes to opioids?
It is a vaccine. So the idea is that we are inducing an immune response in the person that's vaccinated, not against a infectious disease, as you mentioned, that's usually what happens. But we're actually trying to trick the immune system into generating an immune response against a drug, in this case, opioid drugs. And so the particular type of immune system response that we are trying to induce is called an antibody response. And the idea is that those antibodies, when they would encounter the drug, when somebody takes the drug, then they would bind up the drug and then block the drug from getting into the brain and then acting on the opioid receptors there.
So you could take an opioid and not feel any quote-unquote high from it?
Yes, that is the idea.
Huh. So who would this be used for if it does come to fruition, which I realize is probably a little ways off? Is this something like you'd want to vaccinate everybody, or could it be used for people who are already addicted?
Yeah, so you would probably not want to vaccinate everybody. You would want to vaccinate people who are already suffering from opioid use disorder or who are at high risk of having an overdose, so people who are drug users. Hmm. And the idea is that this would be sort of an extra treatment help, so it would not be used alone. It would be used in conjunction with behavioral therapy, counseling, other social support, and also medication-assisted treatment.
Okay, so I guess the question there is, if you have somebody who is addicted to the high of opioids and then you give them this and they take away that high, does that mean they're not addicted anymore, or is there something more biological about it?
So they are still suffering from opioid use disorder,
right?
But I think it's going to be used in a similar way as what sort of medication-assisted treatment would be, so like methadone or something like that, where you're trying to help prevent the person from relapsing and continuing to use the drug.
Hmm. So the other part of this, right, is that opioids are used as pain medication. Like, it's not always an illicit drug. Is this, if somebody were vaccinated this way, would they still be able to use a painkiller that's based as an opioid?
Right. So the idea is that you would make a vaccine that would be very specific for drugs of interest. And so vaccinating against one of the drugs wouldn't necessarily preclude you from being able to use another one of the drugs for actual pain relief. And so that's one of the things that's important to consider when we're thinking about opioid vaccines, is what's the specificity of the protection that we get against the drug? And yes, would someone still be able to use another opioid drug for actual pain relief that's medically necessary?
Hmm. So you mentioned there are many, many scientists out there doing similar things, trying to find a vaccine for opioids. How far off are we from this becoming a reality, whether it's your project or another, do you think?
I think we're probably within 5 years or so. I think there is a lot of interest from the federal government in the opioid crisis, obviously. And so there's lots of funding that's coming available for researchers to investigate opioid vaccines as treatment. So I think we're kind of in a really good situation right now where there's a lot of interest and a lot of support and resources being put into opioid vaccines as a possible treatment. So I would say my best guess is probably within 5 years, we'll start to see whether this is going to happen and if this is going to be a good treatment option for people.
Wow. Okay. Dr. Catherine Fritz is an assistant professor of molecular genetics and microbiology at the University of New Mexico, and she's one of the leads of an opioid vaccine project between UNM and NAU. Dr. Fritz, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.